This is Peggy Hall from the healthyamerican.org. I'm grateful to have you on board here. And we are going to be talking about getting a flu shot exemption. Yes, didn't you know that the flu has a season? Just like there's winter, spring, summer, fall. Well, in California, there's fire season year round. And apparently there is a flu season. Yes, because the bug, if it exists, knows exactly how to make people sick on a calendar schedule. I hear from so many people that are working in the medical profession, and they are required to become a human pincushion. Now, they were able to get out of the cooties jab with my help, but now they need to get out of the flu jab as well. Let me know in a comment if you had to get an exemption, if you know someone that had to, or someone that's struggling with that. What I'm going to talk about, because it's very easy to get the exemption. What I mean is it's not easy. It's simple for you to invoke your rights, and I'm going to share that with you, but I want to share some of the traps to look out for. Even if you are not planning on getting this jab and no one is coercing you to do so, you are going to want to stay tuned for these questions and the statements that they make you sign in order to get this exemption. It's absolutely stunning. Now, in the state of Florida, my understanding is that you just check a box. That's all it should be. And I was asking my husband the other day, I'm like, why should you even check a box? Can't you just verbally say, no, I don't want to participate? It's so strange to me that they are trying to signal or single you out and make like an example of you, sort of ostracize you. Wait until I read these questions for you. And I'm going to share with you exactly what I would do if I was in that position. Luckily, I'm not. Well, luckily I say, because my two jobs never asked me back. They never gave me contracts back in 2020. I've been doing this work and my husband and I are the experts in helping people get their exemptions, whether it's religious or ethical or moral. Now, we're not medical doctors. We don't do medical exemptions. And I want to answer some of the questions that come up, like, well, aren't you selling these exemptions? No, we don't sell exemptions. I want to clear all that up and we'll look at these crazy questions. Friends, over here at thehealthyamerican.org, when you click on religious exemptions, you are going to find out how you can get my one-to-one help, whether you need it for an employer, a potential employer, a college, nursing school, immigration. You don't want to make the mistake of falling into the traps that they set for you. So we have a one-to-one package, and look at some of these industries where people work and they've come to us for our help and they were successful. I had people from Google, Facebook, PayPal. PayPal canceled me, but I still helped the employees. AstraZeneca, yes. The pharmaceutical companies themselves had employees that were coming to us to get our help to keep their bodies pure and not become a human pincushion. In short, they kept their jobs without getting the jab. Now, I know you're going to tell me that you know someone, or even it happened to you, where you were denied because you either work for a criminal or, unfortunately, you fell into some of these traps that they set for you. So let's talk about the flu jab, shall we? That's the one that everyone is writing to me and asking about. I also want to remind you that I have an entire playlist on the platform all about your medical rights and about religious exemptions. And again, you don't have to belong to any religion. It is your own individual, sincerely held belief. And that can be based on your ethics, your morals. We have helped atheists get exempt. I do believe that it's a wonderful opportunity, if you are a person of faith, to share your faith. I know people that have invited their HR manager to attend Bible studies with them. I think one woman asked them to attend her baptism. It's a perfect time for you to witness to your employer. So maybe that's exactly why God wants you to go through that. But it should be as simple as saying, I decline. And where do I sign the paper to say that I decline? That's all they need. I mean, think about it. They hired you as an employee. So they trust you to be honest, don't they? So why in the non-spinning world would they not trust you when it comes to expressing your objection to becoming a human pincushion. It doesn't make sense. And when they tell you that it's a hardship on the company for you to not be a human pincushion, that doesn't make sense either. Because for you to be put on leave, let's see, that's not a hardship. It's not a hardship to have your job be vacant. That's not a hardship. Okay, that's the hardship. Having you come to work as you have been normally is not a hardship. So I have an answer for everything. But what I want to talk about are these crazy questions and statements that more and more employers want you to do now, especially in a healthcare setting. So I've got a client who is supposed to, and this happens again and again, they're supposed to sign a statement along the lines. And it says, I acknowledge that I am aware of the following facts that come from the CDC. I'd like to know how they define the term facts. Then there's a whole list and you're supposed to check it. And they say things like, I understand that influenza is a serious respiratory disease. And every year in the United States, influenza kills thousands of people and causes hundreds of thousands of hospitalizations. All right, they're requiring you to acknowledge this and check this box in order for you to get your flu exemption. And it goes on. Influenza vaccination is recommended for me, okay, this is in a healthcare setting, and all other healthcare personnel to protect our staff and our facilities patients from influenza, its complications, and death. Now, you know what's interesting? In the early days, I was studying death certificates and causes of death. And do you know that dying from flu is never listed as a cause of death? I thought that was interesting. It's the complications of the flu that, let me put it this way, conditions that are associated or are linked to having the flu. For example, pneumonia, all right? Pneumonia also occurs as a side effect of the dying process because the lungs cease to operate because the body is dying. Now, sometimes pneumonia will be put as the cause of death, and sometimes it was a natural death and pneumonia was one of the last things that happened. It would be like saying died of heart failure. Well, I guess everybody dies of heart failure in the end because the heart stops working. So it's very interesting, the causes of death. But flu is not recognized as a cause of death. It's the other things associated with the flu. I thought that was interesting. Then the form says, if I contract influenza, I can shed the virus for 24 hours before any influenza symptoms appear. Okay, would you mark that box that you are aware of that fact? That's what she's being asked, or and anyone's being asked, that I acknowledge these facts and I am aware of these facts. The next one says that if I become infected with influenza, even if my symptoms are mild or non-existent, I can spread influenza to others. Symptoms that are non-existent in me can cause serious illness and death in others. Don't you know, friends? You're the silent assassin. Just stop breathing. No one is responsible for their health but you. You are responsible for their health. We've been over this before. This is the form that she's supposed to check all the boxes and sign. There's a couple more. I understand that the strains of the virus that cause influenza infection change almost every year. And even if they don't change, my immunity declines over time. This is why vaccination against influenza is recommended every year. This comes directly from the CDC. Tomorrow, I'm going to do a video for you about the side effects of the flu shot. And don't be thinking that it's the flu. And then I'll tell you the symptoms of the flu and the side effects of the flu shot, and you can draw your conclusion. All right, let's go on, shall we? I understand that it is unlikely to get influenza from an influenza vaccine. I like that it says unlikely. That means it is likely. It's unlikely, but it's also likely. Couple more statements. The consequences of my refusal to become a human pincushion could have life-threatening consequences for my health and the health of everyone with whom I have contact, including my coworkers and all patients in this facility. And finally, I understand I can change my mind and get the flu shot at any time. And then they have a little checkbox. My primary reason to decline is medical, religious, or other. And then you say, I have read and fully understand the information, and you sign it. All right. What is really going on here, friends? I know you're smart enough to read between the lies. This is what would be called a re-education endeavor. They're attempting to have you read this and change your mind. That's my conclusion, that you read that and you're like, I can make someone sick, even if I'm not sick, I can kill them. That's what this form says. So I see it as an underhanded way of making you feel guilty, of trying to change your mind, or for you to have the onus of this burden that you somehow are the silent assassin and you have to skulk around the workplace, not breathing on people. Oh, because it does say that you have to wear the device. If you will wear a mask covering the nose and mouth continuously during flu season and until flu season has ended, because you know these bugs are so clever. They're on a calendar now. Kind of like when you go into a restaurant and it only happens when you're standing up, not while you're seated. It's brilliant. Oh, and then it says, I can remove the mask when I'm actively eating or drinking. Is that different than passively eating and drinking? I'll have to look into that. So here's what I recommend. You scratch out the part that says, here's the statement. I acknowledge that I am aware of the following facts. I scratched it out and I say, I acknowledge that I am aware of the following statements made by the CDC. Problem solved. I'm aware of these statements by the CDC. Doesn't mean I agree with them. So you can still check all the boxes, but you change that phrase. And I've had thousands of people do it that way, and it has not impeded their success. Here's where it gets even a little more strange. Certain places are now asking the person who is invoking their exemption, giving them a multi-page, kind of like multiple choice quiz. And it's like those personality quizzes where they give you the same question over and over again a different way to see if you're changing your answer. So you check. I certify that I've read the information statement, right? The one we just talked about. And then you're supposed to give your age range. I find that personal information that should not be given. So I would say NA, not applicable. Have you seen a primary care physician in the last year? I would put personal information. Are you pregnant? I would also say personal. Are you feeling moderately or severely ill today? I would just say no, but it's a very strange question. Have you taken any of them? They give them several flu medications in the past 48 hours. And you're supposed to say yes, no, I don't know. Do you have any of the following chronic illnesses? This is a survey. I don't even know if it's required other than to get the shot. So this is for you to get the shot. And I guess they're asking whether or not you're sick. Now, let's dig a little deeper here. So if this product is safe, why are they asking whether or not you're sick? Why are they asking whether or not you have any chronic illnesses like asthma, chronic lung disease, chronic heart disease, diabetes, kidney dysfunction, bleeding disorder, low platelets, on a blood thinner, immune deficiency, immune system disease? Are you taking immunosuppressive medicine? Have you ever had the Guillain-Barré syndrome, the paralyzing nerve disease? Have you ever had a life-threatening allergic reaction to the shot? Have you ever had a life-threatening allergic reaction to latex? Have you ever had a life-threatening reaction to formaldehyde? And have you ever had a severe reaction to an egg? Are you currently on aspirin therapy? Are you able to eat likely cooked eggs like a scrambled egg with no reaction? Do you get hives? Do you get cardiovascular changes? Do you have difficulty breathing? Do you get nausea or vomiting? Do you require an epinephrine shot? Do you require a medical emergency attention? All of the reactions to eggs. And then I thought that was very interesting. If we take this statement at face value, the conclusion I draw is that this product is not safe because of all of those contraindications. And just because you might be okay today doesn't mean that you haven't suddenly developed any reaction to that. Then, so now there's another document. So that's if you're going to get the jab. Here's the one I was talking about. If you're not going to get it, they want you to answer these questions. I'm concerned about the side effects and or safety, yes or no. Okay, this is a trap. This is a trap, and let me explain why. First of all, you can answer it honestly and say, yes, I'm concerned, but I'm declining based on my religious, ethical, or moral reasons. And here's why. Healthcare places, other employers, your college administration, they are going to unravel that thread and they're going to say that your objection is not legally protected. Crazy, I know. We do have the right to object on any grounds, but these employers are only going to recognize the ones that are protected by law. So I would probably, if it were me, I would say, yes, I am. However, my primary objection is based on the fact that God told me not to do this to my body. God objects to it, not you take it up with him. He's the one that told me not to do it. And then the next question, I do not believe in the shots for religious or philosophical reasons. Wait a minute, which one is it? Those are two different things. I suppose you could circle one of them because in California, a philosophical reason is not going to be protected. You see the traps. I believe the flu shot gives the person the flu and you put yes or no. You can answer honestly and say, but that's not my reason for objecting. I find this very underhanded. Why are they even asking this? That's what I would say. I would say, I'm curious as to why you're asking these questions. Are they required or is this an optional survey? That's exactly what I would say. I like to answer a question with a question. I don't believe the shot prevents the flu, yes or no. Why are you asking? Why does it matter? Why are you asking me this? You want to have a conversation about it? Is this going to go in my record? So ask them why they are asking. I have a fear of injections. I don't like needles. Now, here's where I've counseled people to always state, if it's true for you, it's true for, I mean, if it is true for you, you can state it. It is true for me. I object to this medicine in any form, injection, pill, patch, spray. I don't want any of it. Whether or not it contains fetal cell lines is not the issue for me. Yes, it's abhorrent, but they're going to come around with these jabs that are not jabs at all. They're going to be sprays that are going to be inserted up your nose like the nasal swab, that are going to be a patch or a pill. So if you say, I don't want the injection, where are you now? Kind of like my previous video, if your entire viewpoint is that these things don't work and they're not safe and they were rushed to market, well, what are you going to stand on when they tell you they've been tested thoroughly for many years and they're safe? Now you don't have an argument. The argument is God objects to me participating in any form. So no, it's not just the needle. So there are plenty of these products that can be introduced into your body without a needle. Okay, another question. It's inconvenient. What does that have to do with anything? It's not important. I never get sick or any other reason. So I would first ask my employer, is that actually required or is that just a survey? So, and then I would say, I don't think this is relevant to my objection. And I'm curious as to why you're asking this. And I really don't want to participate in the survey. So that's what I would say. All right. Hugh says, just put NA on all of the pages with a big black Sharpie pen. I love it. You know, well, what I can control are helping people avoid these traps that are set for them when they're simply trying to get an exemption from the flu jab or a cooties jab. That I can help with. I can help with you getting medical care without being discriminated against. I can help expose what's going on in the sky and show you the patents for all of this weather manipulation, but I don't have power to actually stop those planes from flying. So there are certain things that I'm not going to go into the spin cycle over, because that is exactly what they want to lose. They want us to lose sleep, to live in fear, to live in dread. That's terrorism. They are perpetrating terror upon those of us that are stuck in the spin cycle, that are addicted to dread and drama. So I want to thank all of you for being level-headed, for being amazing Healthy Americans, for staying through this video until the end. I don't have all the answers. I don't claim to have all the answers, but there are certain areas that I specialize in. This is one of them. We've helped immigration, legal immigrants with their immigration status. We've helped a number of nursing students do their clinical rotations without becoming human pincushions. We're batting 1,000 in that realm. So for those of you that were discriminated against in a medical setting, I hope now you have more tools at your disposal. Let me know. Email support at thehealthyamerican.org. My mission is to help you live by your convictions, to understand the evil at work, to expose the evil doers, and to help you stand strong and not fall into these traps that are being set for all of us. So thanks, everybody. I'm going to wrap up for now. I really appreciate you on board. You know, as I like to say it, we're marching this all the way to heaven. See you in the next broadcast.